This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Technology has a way of just disappearing things sometimes, you know? Payphones come to mind. And in that vein, old-style landlines more generally. Turns out barely a quarter of adults in the United States still have them, and it may be getting harder to hang on to them. AT&T and the rest are looking to get out of the regular old copper wire landline business altogether and transition to fiber optics. Also, there's mobile, which is increasingly taking over in the business world where, once upon a time, the desk phone reigned supreme. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Juliet PA can still visualize the massive desk phone at her first job out of college in 2016.
Like, it was one of those big, like, serious phones.
And it rang constantly.
I want to say, like, I was on that phone like it was my job, but it literally was my job, so...
PA was the receptionist at a patent law office in Greenville, South Carolina, with about 100 employees.
Doherty and Manning, this is Juliet. How may I help you?
That was her phone voice. And she had a big printout of office extensions, which she marked with asterisks. Who wanted calls sent to voicemail or transferred to an assistant?
It was everything. It was absolutely everything.
And then nothing. PA says in subsequent jobs, she found herself suddenly without that bulky piece of equipment on her desk. She now works in marketing at a real estate firm, which had kept a few desk phones for senior staffers, but even those people have recently been told they need to give them up. Barb Grothy is an independent communications technology consultant who's worked on corporate telephony systems since the 1980s.
There's nothing about the desk phone that I miss.
She first noticed companies getting rid of the curly corded hardware in the early 2010s when internet-based phone systems became the norm. Workers could make calls on their computers or route them to a smartphone. And then there was the rise of video calls and instant messaging apps.
Now with hybrid work and since COVID has happened, you know, give me my laptop and give me my cell phone and I'm a happy camper.
Desk phones are still common in industries like government or healthcare, where security is a top concern. But she says many other businesses no longer want to shell out to upgrade equipment that now feels unnecessary. Work has increasingly shifted off the desk, says Sharon Storch, an organizational communications professor at the University of Nebraska at Omaha.
And it moves with us in every space and in any time.
Not being tied to a hardwired device that's fixed to a particular location means it's hard to step away, literally.
When there's no turn-off switch, then that's when things start to occur as far as burnout.
She says smartphones contain worlds that can easily suck you in, like a work email when you're having dinner with your family, or the reverse.
You're in the middle of a really big meeting. You're trying to really focus and have some deep work time, right? And then you pick up your phone, if you're using it for both, and you got a picture of your dog just finished being groomed, or you got a picture of the home security camera that dinged because your mailman came.
And the costs are often more than psychological, says Carrie Stevens at UT Austin's Technology and Information Policy Institute.
Organizations are asking their employees to use their personal devices. And quite often in the U.S., it's without additional compensation.
Only a handful of states require employers to reimburse staff for using their cell phones for work.
Not everybody does have unlimited plans, and not everybody wants their personal device to be used for work.
Juliet PA at the real estate office in South Carolina says she tries not to give out her personal number for work and sticks to email and Zoom calls.
Now that personal and business are completely together like peanut butter and jelly, I do not want people having that much access to me.
She says one of her colleagues is even considering buying a cheap flip phone to leave at the office. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.